Texas County, and she'll give us updates on her continuing research into the consequences of the COVID clot shot in her county, Texas County, Missouri, largest county in the state of Missouri, filling out the week. Next week, as we said earlier, we have the week off, and I'll make good use of the time, and I'll look forward to visiting with all of you folks the first week of January. It'll be a good break. I can use a break. This is work. This is my passion. Doing this show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week has become my passion. It's become my job. It's become my profession, being this broadcast journalist here at Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. It will help us. We're working on becoming financially independent. We're not quite there yet. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Wednesday, the 20th of December. I almost said January, the 20th of December. We have with my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more on the way as he finds time. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the time where, to the point where governments can consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. No music today.
Well, there was music, but you just couldn't hear it. Okay. We've had some crank calls late at night, probably drunk, and we're trying to make sure they don't call in anymore. I'll have to look at the moon cycle. I learned when I first got involved in radio, Jim, back in 1995, that when there's a full moon, the crank calls come in. The moon cycles do affect human behavior, don't they, sir?
Certainly, yeah. But yeah, some people are crazy all the time.
That's right.
I have an archaeological topic here, very interesting.
Please. Let's hear it. Absolutely.
Let's start out with clear my throat first. This was an announcement last week. This has been going on for some time, but this is a place I've been to. It's called Castle Rock. It's out of Colorado Springs. It's on the Utah-Colorado border, and there's a lot of activity in that area. There's a place called Green River, Utah, which is not a river. It's an old dried up riverbed. But and that washes all the way down into the American Southwest. It's very interesting. I have one of the CDs that I have on my webpage. It's called 110 High Altitude Photos of the American Southwest. And it shows up to Green River, Utah from about Los Angeles. But anyway, this area is rich with carvings in the wall, and some of them are painted. So there's different types. And on the cover of my Planet X Comets and Earth Changes books, there's a photo. It was taken by a photographer back in, it's been in the 90s, an area that I think is now cordoned off and they don't allow write their girlfriend's names there and the dates, and you know, just unbelievable, stupid, destroying these amazing artifacts.
Right.
But the anyway, The picture on the cover of my Planet X Comets and Earth Changes book, of course, is two big comets with a kind of a shaman type of character and like this little monkey character, and then some reproductions of what appeared to be Mars in a snake approaching Mars and consuming it, which would be relative to, again, to large comets, symbolism. But anyway, because of drone technology, there's some people who were from the University of Poland, and they were studying the area, so they decided to take drones up the known as Castle Rock. And what they discovered is much higher up, much higher than humans can walk, they found all of these, they're basically spirals in the petroglyphs. But the spiral is one of the more famous shapes that if you go through in primitive cultures, the spiral is one of the first things they seem to come up with. And it's a continuous line that spirals outwards. And what the researchers are saying is that these made up calendars, pointing calendars, that would allow them to know the solstice and the planting times, things like that. And I haven't seen the actual data enough to know if this is really calendars or just people drawing circles on rocks because they didn't have anything better to do while they watched the corn grow. But it's interesting that they're still finding virgin, untouched petroglyphs, things of this character, on the...
Well, Jim, I got a question.
As Earth has been scoured by humans.
Is it possible these petroglyphs are fractal antennas?
No, they're very small. They're on a vertical wall. And
go ahead.
To 3 feet in diameter, most of them are smaller.
Okay.
And there's no surrounding infrastructure, or there's no way to have any infrastructure there. So these are just carvings in the rock walls as these rock walls go up. So these people had to have scaled up these walls up to where normal people just today don't even go. Like I say, they were discovered with drones. And once they started finding them, there's miles and miles of rock wall that are covered with these.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a rock climber.
Most of them are small.
I'm a rock climber, yeah. Jim, and there's ways to rate the difficulty of climbing any rock face, which you may or may not be aware of. But do you have any idea what the rating would be for the difficulty of climbing these rock faces, sir?
No. What I was reading had did not talk anything about that. They just used drones.
Okay.
And
all right.
But no, I did not go into that.
That's interesting. Jim, we got our first call already. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Hey, Jim. Invariably, during the Geminid meteor shower around here, it always turns cloudy. And I assume that from what you said that's because of, you know, where the meteors are coming from, that's like an electrical connection thing. Would that be correct or no?
You were talking about clouds and meteors, and I'm not getting a connection here.
Yeah, so you can't see the meteor shower.
Oh, if it's cloudy, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, they're typically much higher. Yeah, they're up high in the atmosphere and they burn up. So, yeah, if it's cloudy, you're not going to see much, typically.
You know, you said that when you worked with the Russian scientists that they said that babies in the womb are affected by what's going on in outer space, and I was... my son was born during the J Geminid meteor showers. And I, according to what the doctor had figured from the information I told him, I was about 9 days late from, you know, when he figured the baby was due. And so I believe you. You know, 'cause, mm-hmm. But anyway, that's... were you aware that there has been Shilajit discovered deposits in the Colorado Rocky Mountains? The people that salvaged...
Yeah, I work with the group of doctors that did that.
Oh, really?
I'm on regular communication with them, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they're the main group that are...
Okay.
Yeah. And the locations, and then the use of it.
Has there been any place other than the Colorado Rocky Mountains in the United States where it's been discovered, to your knowledge?
I don't know that. No.
Okay.
No, the only thing I know about is the deposits in Colorado.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
And that's the main source, and they are located there, so.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. Yeah. Call number 512-248-8252.
The other thing, I'm in a monthly meeting with these people where they actually discuss the medical issues, and they are some of the... Some of these people are also the frontline doctors dealing with the aftermath of the COVID pot shot. And meetings and along the same line of the Shilajit, the monthly meetings discuss things like coffee enemas or resin. There are different types of resins, ancient resin deposits that they have processed and are used for things like as mundane as toenail fungus, for example, or treating other infections, because the resin of trees, in fact, if you look at, say, nutrition, for example, a lot of the skins on plants you should not eat, like tomatoes. Something simple. People a lot of times just cut up a tomato and throw it in the salad.
Why would a person not eat the skin of a tomato, sir?
The plant has to... What's that?
Why would a person not eat the skin of a tomato? Why is that?
Oh, yeah. And the reason is because the skin is the protective layer of the plant, and it's developed... certain chemical structures that are adverse to animals. Animals don't want to go near them, but of course they would like to eat, like a fruit fly. You have bananas sitting there. The only thing is the part where they break in it on the banana. You're not going to have fruit flies because they only go after what's inside, and there's something in the skin itself that repels them, actually. They don't want any part of it. So when, say, you go up to the store and buy bananas and you start breaking them off and peeling them, that's when the fruit flies show up, because they will go after what's inside, but they don't want to have anything to do with the skin. So when you eat the skin, that's why you don't eat banana peels, other things. And in the same case with an apple, for example, you should skin the apples, because the apple skin has a lot of, and I forget the name, too early in the morning to remember all these details, but it's a type of chemical structure, and it has a name, you should avoid eating these because they're toxic, basically, to the human organism. So, in fact, some people are highly toxic. This in their system because of it's related to immune system well-being, etc. Anyway, what does this have to do with Shilajit? Silogy is one of the things that your body has naturally, but not enough of, especially as you get older. And so what they're finding is that as a, not as a cure, but as a supplement to help your body's immune system, which is really the thing that keeps you healthy, then they're promoting Silogy as a kind of a new modern discovery to help your body maintain itself. And that's the whole point. And that's the whole point of what these doctors are doing. Unlike traditional medicine, where you go in and they give you some kind of a medication band-aid, which covers up the symptoms, like when you have a cold and you go into the drugstore and buy some tablets, they're not curing you, they're covering up the symptoms. They block the runny nose, they block the headache and the achy pain and the vomiting and things like that, which is really your body trying to get rid of all this stuff. And so that's what typical medicine and pharmaceuticals do.
Right.
Whereas your body has all the ability to take care of itself. But anyway, and like I say, these doctors are also involved in the frontline doctors. I don't know, there's at least 500 now. Who are involved in the treatment of people with clot shot disease, whatever you want to call it, aftermath of the clot shot.
Well, doctor, professor, these doctors you meet with once a month, is there a consensus about where the consequences of the clot shot is going?
Oh, yeah. Bad news.
Okay, let's hear it.
The consensus is that there are all kinds of effects, probably thousands of them. So everybody that comes in has something a little bit different. As you myocarditis, the heart issue, heart, and of course your heart starts swelling up, blocking the and weakens the muscle. And if you don't have a good heart muscle, you're not going to last long, especially.
No, not at all.
And so, anyway, what they're dealing with is getting somehow normalizing people's systems. And I hear every day, I mean, every day, from people that, you know, and people who ran out and, you know, the wife or the husband had to get, sounds like my sound is not good.
Well, it's when you hear it, it's great, but it's just gone for a couple of seconds and then it comes back, Jim, is what happens.
Okay. Well, I'll try and talk through this.
We got a break in 2 minutes. We got a break in 2 minutes. Maybe reconnect during the break.
Yeah. But the idea is that your these people's immune systems are shattered, and of course they're producing S proteins. The reason they have found out that things with O2 on you, all of these different things that were banned during COVID for use, all had something in common. They had an O2 attached to them,
right.
Maybe multiple O2s, whether that's the silver, the super silver stuff, or the hydroxychloroquine or whatever. They all end up with an O2 out there, and it gets that O2 through the body, and that O2 then breaks off, and that's very necessary. Hydrogen peroxide, another one, O2. And so anyway, the whole idea is that they're learning methods of dealing with people to get their bodies back to normal. And they'll never be back to normal, but to allow them to live longer and to have their body somehow stabilize.
Well, here's our break. Jim, reconnect, and maybe we'll get a little bit better connection. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is reconnected. Jim, you got a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live and to your archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads airs in its 24th year now and continuing commercial-free. It streams live WWCR.com, and that has been having some issues recently. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's just missing for my show only. So I'm getting some special attention there. Also, Truth Be Told Radio Network airs it at that time, and then it re-airs many times, all the different ways to listen on my webpage. And my webpage has gotten hacked this week, so all of the radio shows were taken down. Oh, no. Primarily the radio shows. Yeah, and so they're working on rebuilding it. But 24 years of radio shows, and of course we have backups, so it's not like it's lost, but it takes a long time to load that quantity of material on the webpage. And so right now I think there's actually three subpages that it's divided into three subpages. The older stuff is simply not there. The more recent stuff first. But yeah, I'm not sure what I'm talking about, John. But they're blocking me at all
Right.
In all aspects of what's going on here.
You're telling the truth, and that's enough. Well, Jim, getting back to this group of doctors you meet with once a month, if they haven't already decided to, I would encourage them to perhaps do a white paper and issue that to the governors of all 50 states, knowing full well that the blue states won't do anything. But there's probably about 18 or 19 red states that may actually take some legal action against the criminals behind the COVID clot shot. What do you think, sir?
Well, here's what's going on, and I don't know how much I should really talk about on the air, but these doctors are all under...
Don't reveal anything proprietary, but we'll listen.
Right. Yeah, but they are under personal attack. Their practices, their profession, their person, and it's kind of what's going on with Trump. You know, here's a guy who wants to run for president, whether you like him or not. But they're going after him personally, you know, after the personal business,
right.
And that's what, you know, when I was at Cornell, what did they do? They went after me. They went after my livelihood. That's the first thing they do. And a lot of people see fold under that pressure because, you know, you've got a house payment, you got your business, you got everything wrapped up in this. And it's just a lot more convenient to keep your mouth shut. And so you have this huge medical system and the government and the court system and, you know, go right down the line, the state attorney generals and the whatever, people that have no business being in the medical industry going after them. So they are under siege, literally.
Well, I don't doubt that for a moment. I know my attorney general in the state of Missouri is very agreeable to going after the COVID clot shot people and encourage these doctors to identify the attorney generals that are agreeable to going after the criminal activity and prosecuting it. That should be a very doable thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't get into that level of what's going on. I just know, what's going on. And of course, my aspect of all of this is in the water filters, because a lot of people are sick, or if they get sick, or if their immune system is failing, they simply don't have access to clean water. Their immune system is under attack on a daily basis because of all the chemicals in the water. And the worst part is in the daily shower. So but anyway, even that is difficult to deal with because just the level of attack these people are under on a daily basis.
Well, they need a counterattack, quite frankly, and I'd be glad to help any way I can to help these doctors identify friendly attorney generals who will do the right thing for the right reasons. There's about 18 or 20 of them out of the 50 states or so, and I believe would do that, and Missouri being one of them. Anything I can do to help, I will certainly do that. I've spent most of my adult life in complex legal matters, beginning with a federal antitrust lawsuit in 1972 that's now taught in law schools as the classic federal antitrust lawsuit. So I've been at this a long time, Jim. I'll do whatever I can to help.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on from there. What else is high on your radar you want to talk about, sir?
Let's discuss a little bit the people up in Iceland there. There's a volcano going off as we speak.
Yes, absolutely.
Most people, they live in one of the colder areas of the planet. It's, right under their feet are just live volcanoes.
Yeah, volcano can ruin your whole day. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Number. I have a Christmas sale on energy cleaners taking place right now. It goes until Friday night, the 22nd at midnight. $20 off, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, are you all set for the holidays?
Yeah, I think so. I plan to be pretty low key. I'm not buying many Barbie and Ken dolls this year.
Right.
Just a joke, but just going to hang out. And by the way, tomorrow night, I forgot to mention when I was talking about my show, tomorrow night will be my Christmas star. Do something relative to this every year because they try and tell you that the Christmas star was a planetary alignment. And right. I get all these emails from people with all this complicated Saturn was aligned with Mars, and somebody predicted that thousands of years earlier. Planetary alignment star. Because they, very simply, they only last a few hours. They're not bright up in the sky. And they're not something you would follow for months and months at a time. So planetary alignments, forget it. The Christmas star was a object in the sky, and I'm convinced it was a comet, a very special comet, and known about, well known about. Remember that Herod knew about it. His astrologers, which is what they called astronomers in that day, that studied the heavens, the three kings knew about it. All of the wise people of the time knew that this sign in the sky, which had been predicted thousands of years earlier, had arrived. And it was up there, you know. And so anyway, it's something I talk about. I've done complete radio shows on this going back 10, 20 years. So anyway, tomorrow night I'll be giving a little bit of rendition, but also some very on who was Jesus? Who was this guy? Where did he come from? What was his lineage and heritage? And, you know, so anyway, that'll be tomorrow night's main topic on my show.
Jim, before I forget, we're off next week. Republic Broadcasting will have archives playing all week next week.
Oh, okay. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
All right. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, we were talking about the people in Iceland, the yes. volcanoes. These people, actually, I remember about a month ago, they evacuated them, and their hope was to go back for Christmas. But they're having like hundreds of earthquakes per day, and now the volcano has popped the cork, so to speak, and gone off. So these people will be finding new abodes someplace
right.
else.
Right.
That's not a place you can go back to. Go ahead.
Well, there's volcanoes like the tourist attraction in Hawaii, which moves really slowly and is not at all that dangerous. There's explosive type volcanoes. Which ones are taking place in Iceland, if you know, sir?
Well, there's a cinder, what you would call a cinder cone, but they're relatively small. Because the earth is so, the crust there is so thin. I mean, when you walk on an area like that, it's really weird. I don't know if anybody that's ever walked in an area like that, because you can hear the lava flowing down beneath you.
Really?
No
kidding.
It's like a river. Yeah.
No
kidding.
Yeah,
you're walking on what is kind of crumbling. It's a very strange phenomenon.
It sounds like it would be very strange.
But you can hear the flow, and there are people who have fallen through walking in some of these areas.
Oh no. Well, what happens when you fall through? What's happened to that person?
No, it's not good. It's not good. And, you know,
well, how far do they fall? Do they meet their demise? I don't know.
Well, no, it's typically 1 foot. 1 foot okay. hit a soft spot a weak spot.
Yeah.
But it's very strange to hear the lava flowing, you know, I mean, you don't know how maybe it's 5 feet under your feet. You can hear the lava flowing, you know, and of course, I'm kind of a dense person, you know. So I, you know, 220 pounds on a foot is a lot of
pressure.
So I tend to not go in places like that. It's like, okay, I can imagine what it's like, but I've been in spots like that where you can hear the lava flowing under your feet, and it's very, very disconcerting feeling to know that close is, you know, and you would. If you fell through, you would simply disappear and become part of the molten rock, a little right. puff of smoke, and that'd be the end, you know?
Well, so, when I was training with Special Forces, we had a training area that, when there was snow on the ground, a lot of construction debris. And we learned to walk with our toes hitting the ground first to put the pressure on gradually rather than heel first, where you put all the pressure on at one time. In case the ground would not support our weight, we'd have time to withdraw that foot before having a catastrophe.
And this was in like a construction zone, you say?
Or? It was Weldon Springs. It was a World War II ammunition facility, and they in the 1950s they blew up the whole place. And when it was covered by snow, you couldn't tell where the solid ground was and where the soft ground that would harm you was because of the snow.
Oh.
And so we had to learn that technique of walking, where you walked toe first. Which the Indians have been using, by the way, to walk quietly for centuries. Toes hit the ground first, and you incrementally put your weight down to see if it will support that before you put all your weight down. The consequences of not doing that could be disastrous, to say the least.
Yeah, I had a situation once where I had to do something to help but basically save somebody, but I had to get out on the ice, and they teach us this when we were kids, growing up in the Midwest, that if you're on thin ice, don't try and walk on it, but you get out and you spread out like an angel,
right,
with your face down, not face up, and you kind of slide, and that distributes the pressure over this big area, and it's really pretty low.
Right.
You know, the pounds per square inch, and the trick also is, like you say, you don't want to hit something and then break it, because once it starts to break, then you're
it's
in big trouble. It's like glass. Yeah.
So were you able to save this woman?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Animal.
That's a good idea.
Actually, an animal.
An animal. But not a woman. An animal. Well, that's a good outcome. I'm glad to hear that.
Anyway.
Any updates on the wing generator, sir?
My focus is on hydrogen, commercialization of hydrogen. And that's where the future is. That's the one direction I'm going to go, where I'm going. And the issue with investors is that the big investors who would be able to carry it up to the scaling level necessary, they're all involved in normal petroleum energy investments,
right.
And they don't want to mess with those, so they're dragging their feet as much as possible. However, the big companies. The big oil companies are going in head first, but what they're doing is with splitting like natural gas or doing ammonia. And something that's very interesting right now, oddly enough, our good buddy John Podesta, remember him from the Clinton
era?
He's the head of the Department of Energy, as far as I recall. I mean, he's in that sector of the government in energy. But anyway, what they're doing right now is this package that the Congress approved. It's like trillions of dollars. They're going to pay out $3 per kilogram for hydrogen production if it's green and with the new technology. But they haven't figured out how you're going to collect on that. So that's what they're actually doing right now, and that might be out before the first of the year. So anyway, that is probably the ticket to ride right there.
Well, separating hydrogen from water is a simple junior high school experiment, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, right. But the problem is, where do you get the energy from to do that on a large scale? And that's where the wing generator comes in.
Right.
And also they designated new technology. Because the old technologies don't work. They know that three-blade wind turbines and solar will not produce the amount of energy necessary for scaling hydrogen. The United States alone uses 350 million gallons of gasoline a day. In a rough translation, you can equate 1 gallon of gasoline to 1 kilogram of hydrogen.
Right.
So that would mean 350 million kilograms of hydrogen per day. That's a boatload of hydrogen, literally. And so to replace what's currently going on is a big, tall order, but it can be done. And the only thing that can do it is the wing generator. So,
I've walked up to and personally observed a car and a pickup truck that were running on water where the engine provided the electricity to take out the hydrogen and put that into the carburetor. So it was self-generating.
Right, but the battery needs the energy from somewhere.
Well, the battery is charged up while it's running, of course, as well.
Right, but it's not a perpetual motion machine. You know, there's energy loss in the system. All of the conversions, there are losses. But anyway, no, the whole hydrogen automobile truck diesel conversion, as all that technology is done.
Oh yes.
The only thing needed now is the large scale source of hydrogen. And so anyway, that's my direction. That's what I'm saying. It is the future. In the Middle East, they're putting in vast fields of wind turbines, hoping that that's going to generate hydrogen, but it just won't.
Those big three-blade deals, they're massive.
Yeah.
Nobody told them that they got motors to make them look like they're turning when actually they're not.
How can you
invest millions of dollars in something and not know that simple fact that the blades have motors to make it look like they're doing something when in fact they're not?
Right, and actually cost energy to make them look like they're doing something. No, it's bizarre. You know, and it shows how stupid people are in the energy sector.
Pretty amazing.
Excuse me.
Pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, it's like you just wonder what's going on in engineering schools. How can teach this, and year after year, and then send them into the field, into industry, where results are paramount. You know, if you're in an industry, it's not like university. Excuse me. It's not like a university where you can get grant money and go on for decades doing nothing. Industry requires the results. But in this case, boy, I'm losing my voice here. People are taking stupid pills.
I had a conversation about a 45-minute drive from my home is the University of Rolla Science and Technology, a world-class university of engineering and science. I was on the phone with the man in charge of alternative energy at this university, and he didn't know about the existence of the Edison nickel-iron alkaline batteries. Did not know they even existed. How can that be, John?
Yeah.
But apparently it was the case.
No, it's bizarre. When you get out there, I had direct contact with the head of the NHL. It's the National basically Energy Lab, NEHL, I think it's called. And this is the guy, the top physicist, mind you, in charge of the nation's energy. And he didn't understand that 95% of the wind blew through these three-blade wind turbines and they don't work. He just couldn't understand that concept.
Really? Amazing. We got a call here, Jim. We got Ken in Texas. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. Professor, it might be a silly question because I understand how your wing generator works, and so it may take away some of the cost reductions for using it, but I'm going to ask anyhow, is there any way to adapt your wing generator to the platform of, if you took off the three-bladed turbine blades and retrofitted it with a wing generator, is that a possibility you ever thought of? And I'll...
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, the problem is the transmissions and the entire design of those things, they don't, and the entire structure is, it's completely, the tower, everything is, the design is completely wrong. But the problem is since the three-blade system doesn't spin or very rarely spins, they don't burn out the transmission as fast as they should. If they were working all the time at their capacity, 3 or 7, they would burn that transmission out within a matter of months. Turbine installations just don't do anything, and the ones that have been working are burned out. There are companies that rebuild them. All they do is rebuild the transmissions. And so it's not a viable business model.
Ken, thank you for your call. We got our last break this hour. Looks like that.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born in early
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, you got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the year, sir.
Okay, well, John, this is interesting. I just popped up this during the break to show the level of degradation of our scientific community in the national you know, the, on a national scale. Kamala Harris today, Kamala Harris, as I say, is leading the National Space Council meeting today. So you got to know we're in good hands. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
right, is that right. Bizarre or
it,
what?
It gives so me anyway. A lot of confidence. Right.
Anyway, it's been a great year. Looking forward to another great year next year. And, trying to survive in this bizarre economy, which is just, there is no economy, let's put it that way. So I just recommend that people, number one, become water independent, become independent. And I have, based on the best information of a lot of people that I talk to, and John, you hear this all the time too, is that people are moving in droves to the country where they're setting up the conditions, you know, they're just getting away where they can take care of themselves. So there's a good side maybe to this bizarre, terrible economy of the people becoming independent, forcing a I think my
we lost 20 seconds here, Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just recommending that people become independent. And of course, the first thing is become water independent. John has a link to my the water webpage, the JMCC Water Filters webpage. You can get there from John's to become water independent. That'd probably be my biggest message for people.
Is there anything we can do with our beginning next year to have a stronger internet connection, Jim, do you think?
I'll work on this. I'll try and see what's going on here. Yeah,
that would be helpful. It's very disruptive to have you here and then you're gone and you're back and then gone again. Well, thank you as always, Jim. And we'll have you back the first week of January, the first Wednesday of January.
Okay, well, happy holidays to everybody. And remember, tomorrow night, my radio show, The Christmas Star Special.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll see you then. Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.